You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, 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 you made it today. So happy you're listening to the show. Thank you so much for your time and attention on For the Bottom to the Top, From the Bottom to the Top. I'm your host, Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group. I have two amazing speakers today on the program. First, we have April Ripley, and she was recognized as one of the top 100 women entrepreneurs in Atlanta. She's an acclaimed author, speaker, and international protocol and image consultant. And we have Dr. Yolanda Scott, and she is the founder and medical director of Skin Suite. It's a boutique medical aesthetic spa that caters to people of various walks of life. So we're going to jump things off with our interview with April Ripley. April, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Bonnie. Thank you so much for the invitation. And I'm really excited because you know what? We're kind of here today how to get from.
That's right. So when I first met you, I got a chance to pick up your book, Think, Innovate, and Create. It's Think, Innovate, Create, Sharpen Your Vision, Find Effective Strategies, and Maximize Your Influence. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, Lenny, it's a lot to that. So let's do the truncated version. I am an entrepreneur and have been for, oh my goodness, not quite 20 years yet. But, you know, I looked around and I saw that there were a lot of books about business and trade secrets. But I'm also a person of faith. And so for me, scripture is important. And I believe that scripture is the foundation for life and certainly divulges many mysteries, but also secrets to success. And so I began to excavate scripture to find success principles, and not just for my business, but for me personally, because, you know, what we do proceeds from who we are. And so if I wanted my business to get better, if I wanted to have more influence, positive influence on others, and to be, you know, a better helper, a better world citizen, then it behooved me to develop myself personally. And so as I began to search, again, I found scriptures and these revelatory concepts of precept and concept. And I was like, it was here all along, Bonnie. It was here all along. And so I say success is not really a secret. It's just you have to delve into it to discover.
Okay. That's amazing. Speaking of delve into, I want to delve into this book. And so typically when I have a book, I will highlight the parts that really stand out to me. And I will go back and read those highlighted parts later on just to make sure I remember and retain the information and the main points that I got from the book. So I have all these books in my library at home. I have hundreds of books. And every week I'll take a few books and I'll just read the highlighted parts of that book. And so now your book is one of the books in my library with the highlights.
Great.
Great. All right. So now I get to do the highlights live with you instead of all by myself like I normally do. All right. So, okay, the first one is on page 39. It says, however, no one in history is remembered for staying in his or her comfort zone. The ones we remember are those who gave up their comfort to make an impact and make their communities, to make impact and change in their communities and the world. Business is not comfortable. It's not remaining in a stagnant mindset. Oof, how powerful.
Yeah. You know, Bonnie, that makes me think of, well, first of all, I think, you know, there's an African proverb that says that learning expands great souls. And one of the things about business in my journey has been a lot of learning. But the principle of coming out of your comfort zone And also as an executive coach, you know, I talk to executives and it's always, well, this is the way it's been done. This is where I'm used to doing things. And, you know, I think that every business and innovation has had to step outside of the border, the fence, the box, the glass ceiling to do something new. And it's the new, the innovation part that comes from discovery. Sometimes it comes a little bit accidentally, but sometimes it comes through intentional, and that's part of it also, intentional strategy. And this is what I want to see done. How can I then go forward to do it? What do I need to know? What is there a person? Is there a resource that I need? But that it all starts with an idea in the mind. And so how powerful is our mind, the image that we create in our mind? And so I see business owners, I see entrepreneurs, and even intrapreneurs, those who are working inside corporate spaces, you know, each day it's how can I add value? And will that then mean that I have to step outside of a comfort zone of doing things that we've done for so many years? And, of course, over the last few years, Wani, with what's happened worldwide and with technology that has accelerated, right? We're talking now about AI and all these different things, robotics. It's really forcing all of us into a new mindset, a new way of thinking, but also challenging us to keep the humanity in our technological advances. And so we see a little bit of that tension that's building up. But that's what I think. Definitely, you have to stretch out.
Page 46. This means that you will need to invest in yourself. You may have to take classes, read books, and attend seminars or conferences to learn something new. Growing anything takes equity, sweat equity first, and then financial equity. You have to watch out for the predators that think your seed money is tasty, and like naysayers, the haters, or even the competitors. And be careful of those with all good intentions will seek to protect you, air quotes, from doing something that may fail, air quotes, but who can't see the same vision for your future that you see. Explain.
Yeah. So, you know, oftentimes when persons are looking to start a business, they think, okay, I need $10,000 or I need seed capital. But if you really think about what starts a business, it starts with an idea and the mind of a person or individuals. And it's that idea that then takes root. So it takes a little sweat equity, right? You have to work some things out, come up with a business plan, maybe present it to some persons that want to provide seed capital or venture capital. But I want people to know that it doesn't always start with the money. It starts with the sweat equity, and that's your own efforts. And you're able to build upon that because what people look for first is where is your vision? What do you see? How passionate you are? You know, there are a lot of different television shows, especially MSNBC has a lot of, you know, building shows like Shark Tank and The Profit and many others. And the first question they always ask, and I remember Susie Orman back in the day, too, when she had her show, they'd always ask, okay, so what have you done? Like, how much work have you put into it? And, you know, that's the reality. We have to realize that people will be attracted to the work that we've placed in it. And on that note, some people are also, yes, looking at the tasty seed, maybe your idea. You know, I've had a colleague or two who presented an idea and they had to deal with the person who they presented it to kind of borrowing it or thinking they were to enhance on something else they saw, and they had some legal things. So, you know, I'm not trying to paint this idealic picture of everything to be perfect, but that can happen. And also to that is sometimes people who are close to you will protect you. You know, they're like, Bonnie, do you really think you can do that? You know, think about what it's going to take. You might lose a few hours of sleep. You may have to invest in a conference, buy a book, read the book. Are you really sure about, you know, no one has ever done that in our family or nobody in this community has ever done that. And so I say that sometimes with their good intentions, quote unquote, to protect us, but
they don't see it the way we do. And I think one of the models we can really see is in our communities, like, you know, parents or guardians, when you're teaching your children to ride a bike or tricycle, right? You know there's going to be some scrapes. They're going to fall a little bit. You give them helmets and a knee pad, but you know that they have to take that ride for themselves. So if something does fail, right, you can pick yourself back up again. You know, recently I was doing an interview and I was sharing that, you know, the discovery of the light bulb and it working for Mr. Edison and the others that were working along with him, his success came really through his failure, because every time he tried something that didn't work, it challenged his mind outside of the comfort of what he thought would work to say, let's try it a different way. Let's try it a different way. So every failure actually becomes a stepping stone, a learning to say, okay, it didn't work this way, but I can try again. But keeping that vision in front of you is so important, because you know, like, I'm getting to that destination. And even though this route didn't get there, if I have to go around the river and through the woods to grandma's house, I'm going to make it.
That's right. You got to keep trying and trying and trying until you find the destination you're trying to get to. And the people that surround you plays an important role in how often and how effectively you continue to try. I like on page 66, yep, where you say, are you around people who sharpen you and cause you to think and act above the mediocre? Your associations construct your reputation. Who you spend time with reflects your character. Relationships are the bridges we walk across into our destiny. Come on, April!
Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Big highlight right there. Yeah. I was like, come on, April. She's preaching in the book. That's what I'm talking about
goodness.
Right there.
Bonnie, yes. I thought about it. Jim Collins has a great book called From Good to Great, right? And he talks about the people who are on your
bus. Yes, I got that too.
Yeah, I know that. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. And the thing about it is, as humans, right, we like to be lauded.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of a coach, you know, and in the work I do, the coaches, when we're doing great, guess what? Coach is like, go for it, go for it. But when we do bad, it really takes the courage to say, hey, you can do better than this. You've got better than this. You know, someone who stretches you beyond your comfort, beyond the mediocre. And so that's why I say who you associate with. You know, we talk about being in rooms and tables, and, you know, I've had some of my mentors say, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, go to another room. and I understand what they mean in that context, right? You want to go to a room, yes, where you're able to pour out and help those where maybe you are, quote, unquote, the smartest person in the room or the expert. But then you also, in order to grow and develop yourself, want to find rooms where you are sitting and listening to an expert in something that's stretching you, right? That's increasing your capacity and competency in different areas. And that, too, when you talk about reputation, Monty, I talk about credibility because, you know, we all like to work with people who are credible, and there are three components to that. I talk about character. I talk about competency, right? Your ability to do something, character, certainly who you are, your integrity, your morals, your values. And then thirdly, your capacity, right? How much can you hold? I mean, I like to think of this as like having a teacup or, you know, an 8-ounce glass or either, you know, a pitcher of water, right? So you can enlarge your capacity. You can expand your competency and you can, you know, remain resolute in your character of how you do things, but all three of those, character, competency, and capacity, lend to your credibility. And that's why it's so important who's around you, who speaks into your life, you know, the books you read. Now, you know, even if you can go to a conference, there's a lot of all kinds of different platforms that can allow you to learn and to grow and to connect as well with other people who are there. I've attended virtual conferences and like, hey, I see you're in the U.S. or I see you're here in Canada. How are you? Let's connect after this. Let's, you know, connect through LinkedIn. So don't just think that because you're in one physical location, the way our world is now with social media platforms, it allows us to connect even outside of physical borders. So, again, that's another way to kind of expand your network, your capacity, and your reputation building as well.
You have a chapter called Shift Your Perspective. Shift Your Perspective on page 95. things begin with how you perceive them. How we perceive something is how we believe it. How we believe it is how we receive. And how we receive is how we conceive. Everything starts with perception. And then later on down the page it says, this is the power of perspective. What we perceive, we receive as truth. These truths become embedded in our beliefs, and our from our beliefs, action emanates. Come on now.
Yeah. Perception is so, you know, it seems so simple, but it's also so profound because that, again, you know, perception, the word, you know, spec comes from a Greek word, optica, vision, coming into view. So what we put in front of us, what we see is very powerful. How we perceive something. Again, let's go back to what we were talking about earlier, right? Like, as you were saying, how you read books and you stretch yourselves. You know, I've been in continuous learning. I've done courses on negotiation and working in law and public policy. You know, really stretching the work that I do across the world in networking for the betterment of humanity, but also of how I perceive the world. It's opened the world up to me to see that, you know, what we always see or hear on the news, the power of sight and vision to create a narrative to see something in a particular way. You know, we say, don't judge a book by its cover. And yet we do so much to make the cover of the book attractive, right? Mm-hmm. The title, everything. Because what we recognize psychologically is how we perceive something is how we receive it. And what I perceive about it is what I begin to believe about it. So if I see this book as, this title looks like, you know, it's a self-help, you know, the self-help aisle, and I want some encouragement or inspiration, I get the book, and as I start to read it, I begin to receive the words on the page, what's written, the perspective of the author on a particular topic. From that, I start to formulate my own beliefs about the topic. Maybe they are distinguishable from the author, or maybe they're analogous to the author. But either way, after my reading it, something's changed mentally. My actions will probably change because I'll see things differently. And so a lot of this has been studied, you know, in psychology and certainly in behavioral studies, organizational behavior studies. And that's why it's really powerful of environment, which I start off too, and we're talking about the environment that we create, the environment sometimes that we're born into or work with, that we have to cultivate to make it conducive to our thriving and our flourishing. And that we actually have the power to do that. And we've seen stories of that, Bonnie, right, from many persons who were born in circumstances that were dire or, you know, at the bottom of the proverbial socioeconomic totem pole, that they pressed themselves out of comfort zones. They stayed up late to read, to study, or to get up at the wee hours of morning to shoot a basketball or to learn a skill, whatever it is. So it is possible to change our environment, to change the perspective of how we see the world.
I'm a believer. I believe. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dr. Ripley. She's the founder and CEO of the Premier Image Incorporated, a company which specializes in etiquette and protocol instruction for today's ever-changing world. April, can you tell us about your business and what you do there?
Absolutely. So I am an intercultural etiquette and protocol consultant. So
what?
I train
what is that?
People. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's talk about it. So I train persons on understanding cultural awareness, the impact of culture in business. Just I was teaching it at a large university here in Atlanta for the international business class. And we talk about some of the basic, you know, cultural dimensions. We talk about etiquette within culture, you know, what culture is. And it's a very complex, you know, ideas. Yes, we see food and clothing and language. Those are the first things that stand out, but there's also belief systems, reward systems, and cognitive systems, and how those also relate into the business environment. So when you're doing business, you know, internationally or perhaps just within your own local office, right, you have people from different experiences, different levels of expertise that you work with. How do you work together? And there are corporate protocols. There are certain things that you should do, should not do. And then we weave in the intercultural awareness into that. So I love it. I just, you know, I love people, Bonnie. I just, you know, I consider myself a global citizen. And, you know, for me, I know that God loves people. And so I think that that's one of the greatest loves is the love that we have for humanity.
Amen. Well, thank you for letting God's light shine through you and letting him use you to write this book, Think, Innovate, Create, Sharpen Your Vision, and Find Effective Strategies, Maximize Your Influence. Dr. April Riley, she has an amazing book here. I love this book. I could read you all the highlighted parts. Maybe one day I'll just sit down and do that for you, or you could just buy the book yourself. Where can we find the book, and where can we engage with your business?
Absolutely. So the book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It is also on my website, which is another way that you can get it, and also engage with me. And I certainly welcome that, and you'll see a lot more things too, Bonnie. I know we don't have time to go into today, but I'm involved in, and that's aprilripley.com, A-P-R-I-L-R-I-P-L-E-Y. So please visit aprilripley.com. Thank you so much, Bonnie. I have thoroughly enjoyed this.
Yeah, this is great. Please hang on. We have another interview with another doctor, Dr. Yolanda Scott. She is the founder and medical director of Skin Suite, a boutique medical aesthetic spa that caters to people from various walks of life. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back to her interview. So exciting! Woohoo!
I really can't thank the Malden Group enough and your entire team for everything that you've done for us.
The biggest thing about working with the Malden Group is the number of things they took off of my plate. The marketing and website and everything, search engine optimization, not only did they take it off my plate, but they took it up several notches to a point that I would never have been able to do myself.
The Malden Group's been great as far as the website, as far as our marketing, advertising, paperclips, Facebook, all of it.
And as we move forward, we get a lot more response to our website. We have a lot more phone calls coming in.
We feel very thankful to have such a top gun team on our side.
I don't know where we would be today if it wasn't for the expertise that you, Bonnie, and your team at the Malden Group have been able to offer to our school.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I definitely think of you as one of our trusted partners, and we really appreciate all the support that you continue to give to us. And we look forward to growing together with you guys.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right, all right. We are back. Thank you so much for listening to From the Bottom to the Top. I'm your host, Bonnie Malden, founder and CEO of the Malden Group. We have another amazing business spotlight with Dr. Yolanda Scott. She has a boutique called Skin Suite, and their vision is to look at beauty from the lens of the client while working on maintaining that beauty from the inside out. Dr. Yolanda Scott, thank you so much for being on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. So tell us about your journey, your entrepreneurship journey. What led you to this point?
Well, I am a interventional spine physician, and during the time of doing that particular part of my training, I kind of realized that at some point I was going to get stagnant in terms of just treatment. And so a lot of the planning that I had towards this current business was being formulated as I was practicing being a you know, traditional physician. I basically started to treat patients with migraines with Botox. And the one thing that I gravitated towards was how happy they were. It's a treatment that's pretty old. We use Botox is a pretty old medication. But when I was able to see how drastically I changed the lives of those patients, I said, okay, there's something to this. And also their wrinkles were gone. So they loved it from both aspects. They loved the fact that their headaches were no longer there and that their face, you know, they looked a little younger because they had less wrinkles because of it. And so I started to really gravitate towards that joy that the patients would present with just treatment. And I just decided that I was going to go in that direction and just build upon that so that I would see those patients more full time.
What inspired you to become a doctor?
So I am from New York City, and I have two West Indian parents. And so it's definitely ingrained in you, or at least in me, that you, in order to be quote-unquote successful, you had to be, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, a business person. And so for me, I was just really good at biology, and I kind of knew that I was going to be either, you know, a lawyer or a doctor just because I liked both fields. But because I was so good at science, I said, okay, this is definitely where I'm going to put most of my education towards and just build upon that. And so I just said, okay, I love dissecting. I love everything about biology. I enjoy it very much. And so I just decided that that was a journey I was going to take.
All right. Now, see, you are a fellow warrior. I am a graduate of Wayne State University as well. Clinical laboratory science was my major. What led you to Detroit to go to school there from New York?
Detroit was, I'm someone who likes to live in different places for a certain period of time. And so I just said, why not? You know, I lived in New York all my life up to that point, went to school in New York up to that point. And I just said it would be fun to live somewhere else. And so so I decided to apply, and I actually liked the school a lot. It felt like home when I was there, and so that was where I decided to go. It just felt like a good natural fit. So that's how I ended up at Wayne State. Hello, Wayne State.
Yeah. Well, Wayne State has an amazing medical program, so it's a good place to pick if you were to pick one.
Not too far
from home either. Not super far.
Yeah.
So you say you like helping patients, you like seeing the outcome. Tell me about some of the issues that you help patients with at Skin Sweet.
So this, my baby, my business, it is geared towards not just women, definitely men. I would say most of my clients are women, though, but women who are interested in maybe fighting the aging process or reflecting how they feel on the inside, on the outside. So we do all things in terms of Botox, the fillers, the peels, the IV hydration, just things that help clients feel and maybe also look youthful. That is the focus of my business. And then we also incorporated a weight loss program as well. And we're also doing a lot of regenerative medicine. We're doing the full gamut of the anti-aging process.
Okay, that's amazing. So what type of results can people anticipate, and how long does it take, and how much does it cost? A lot of questions I have.
Okay, so it really depends on which, you know, path they decide to go. Because some people don't need anti-aging. Some people just want to change the texture of their skin. Some people want to, you know, there's just different things that people seek. So, you know, some people just come in, they say they just want a facial. So that, you know, there's a gamut of things. But I would say in terms of, let's say, the anti-aging process, and if somebody was to do Botox, which is a neurotoxin, and so Botox usually lasts anywhere from 3 to 4 months. So clients will come in every 3 months and then, you know, get repeat the injection or the procedure, the process.
And so, you know, the cost kind of varies. It just kind of depends. Unfortunately, everybody's face is different and how much they need is very different. So it's just really client dependent in terms of how much the actual treatment might cost for them. So.
And I see you also offer IV hydration. What is that all about?
So it's basically, so sometimes we are missing the elements that we just cannot get, whether it's diet, whether it's just lifestyle. There's just, sometimes there's just things that we just need to get externally and we just can't get it. So if somebody feels sluggish or if somebody feels even dehydrated, we have IV hydration, but it's not just IV fluids. It's actually, we incorporate some, sometimes, you know, proteins, enzymes in there to help with whatever it is that they're going through. So we have three different ones. We have one that's called the specifically for like beauty. So it has biotin, vitamin C, you know, different B vitamins in there to help with that inner glow. We also have one for someone who's interested in maybe weight modification. And so, you know, it'll, you know, make you, you know, feel a little bit fuller, more, help increase your metabolism based on the vitamins that's in that particular bag. And then we have one that's for recovery. So someone who is maybe like an athlete or athletic, and everybody's athletic because everybody with a body is an athlete. But it just helps them with recovery. So if they, you know, injured or sprained something, then we have a IV hydration that specifically targets with repair. So those are really good supplements in terms of just an add-on if you're just feeling kind of sluggish, if something, you know, something that you just can't really put your finger on, you just want to have like a glow, you have an event, we have IV hydration for that. And so, you know, it's a nice add-on to maybe another treatment, or if you just come in and you say, okay, you know, I just want to try, you know, my ankle I sprained it the other day, I just want to try to help speed that up because I have a race coming up, then we have something for that as well.
What made you pivot from spine and pain management to more of the aesthetics?
Again, it's more I wanted to be around a population of clients that brought joy. And not to say that pain and spine does not, but there's a difference in terms of someone who may be dealing with like chronic pain versus someone who's like, I have an event, I'm really excited to go to it. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I look my best for some, you know, for that event. Their joy brought me joy. And so it was more of a, not necessarily selfish, but I just wanted to be around that because it just made me so happy. And then also just during my career, I've kind of noticed that a lot of my intellectual property was sort of being somebody else was profiting from my education. Somebody else was profiting from my hard work. And, mm-hmm. you know, kind of just watching that happen and not really having control over your, you know, short-term future within a company, I kind of decided I needed to be in control of what my future looks like. And I wanted to do something that I knew would make me continuously provide continuous joy and just leave my mark. And also I wanted to create a space where, because sometimes people look at aesthetics as something that's very tailored to a certain population. And I wanted to be a presence to make sure that people understood that that's not true. It's for everyone. Everyone has the ability to get into the services that I offer. It's for all skin types. It's from people from all different walks of life. It's not tailored to a specific population. And so I was hoping, and I'm continuing to hope that my presence, especially in the community that I'm in, allows people to see like, okay, it is something that is accessible. It is something that I can get. It isn't just for X, Y, and Z. It's for everyone. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for putting in the entrepreneur spirit and opening your practice and bringing beauty and light and love to the community so people can feel good about themselves and look their best and feel their best. I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It takes a lot. All right. So what is the best way to get in touch with you and to learn about your services and make an appointment?
So best way is either you can go on my website, www.skinsweetmedspa.com, Instagram, same thing, skinsweetmedspa.com, Facebook, same thing, skinsweetmedspa.com. I kept the uniform just so it's easy for me as well. That's the best way to reach me.
All right, sweet. So what we're going to do is just do a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have a conversation about being women in business and the challenges we face and how we overcome those challenges.
Getting Sounds ahead great. In business means that learning never stops. The Sales and Marketing Academy is an exciting new online learning community designed to equip business professionals with valuable skills in sales, business, and marketing. Our training offers proprietary lesson plans taught by true successful entrepreneurs, influencers, and business leaders. Contact us now at 678-967-0551 or visit us at tsamacademy.com.
All right, we are back. We're going to have a nice conversation now. I have two amazing women on the show, both doctors, both super smart entrepreneurial women. And I'm just absolutely thrilled about today's episode because each just dropped some amazing nuggets of knowledge and wisdom and just stories of inspiration and strength. And I just commend you both for being on the show and getting to this point in your career.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Can we just say, Dr. Scott, I think you would concur with me that it takes one to know another. So Bonnie, we celebrate you. We celebrate you and your journey and your courage to speak up, to stand up, and to have a platform that you do to help celebrate others and to honor others. So we are honored to be a part. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. You guys are just so amazing. Thank you for, you know, putting that sunshine right back at me. I'll take it all. I'll drink it in. Thank you. So I'll start with you, Dr. Scott. What has been some of the major challenges you've faced in business, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Oh, I don't think the challenges ever stop, which is a good thing because it keeps me on my toes. I think the biggest challenge that I have experienced is I'm a really trusting person. And so when I do deals or kind of discuss, you know, a contract or anything like that, I always tend to think everybody has good intentions. And so I think the thing that I've learned is, you know, and I mean, I'm not spring chicken. So I'm a little bit older, but I still look at the world and I still look at people in a positive light. So one thing I have to kind of remember is just a little bit of more discernment. You know, there's been people that have let me down, but I always just look at it as a lesson. I don't look at it as like, oh, you know, what was me? It's like, okay, good. I learned that and that will never happen again. And I just move on. So I think that's one of the bigger challenges I've experienced.
Yeah, it's like in your mind, you want to trust people and have the best intentions, and it's going to do what they say they're going to do, but that's not always the case. You mentioned the word discernment. Dr. Ripley, tell us about what the Bible says about discernment. You're big on Bible. I love it.
Yeah. Discernment is something where even with the best of your intentions, you're not completely able to see another's, right? So we really, you know, we always say we judge others by their actions, but we judge ourselves by our intentions. You know, I tended to do that. But the reality of it is, and one of my coaches, the late Brian Klemmer, would say that you really can't tell a person's intentions until you see their actions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the action's kind of, the fruit on the tree, we see it. And so I concur, Dr. Scott. There's been some moments where there have been disappointments. And I think one of the things that I've learned is to be patient, to be consistent, and to be disciplined, right? Because, yes, to be successful, it takes discipline and consistency. But if we're not disciplined, we won't start. If we're not consistent, we won't finish. And so for me, it is even in the good times and the not so good times and the disappointed times, is being determined to persevere.
Being determined to persevere. Yeah. Being determined to persevere, 100%. What are the top three ways that you've seen success in promoting and marketing your business, April?
Could you repeat that, Bonnie? I'm sorry.
How do you promote your business? What gives you the best success?
You know, I've found kind of the old way of human-to-human referral. I have done some things online, and sometimes people respond great, and I've had times where there wasn't as much response. But when I've had a person who says, you know what, I attended, or you were speaking to me in this corporate environment, or you were a panelist on this discussion, and they tell their friends, that's been one of the biggest ways of promoting. I do use the social media platforms, and you know, even like I was saying earlier with AI, there's some different things in promotion. But something is powerful about testimony, and I was listening to Dr. Scott share earlier, and even when you and I first met, Bonnie, right, your testimony of perseverance and overcoming and still part of the fight is what inspired me. And I just believe in the power of testimony.
Absolutely. So speaking engagements, a little bit of online marketing, but that ebbs and flows for you. And
I just got back, actually, when you sent me the invitation, I just got back from Oxford University. I was speaking at Oxford. I was at Georgia Tech. I mean, I speak all over because, you know, when you talk about international protocols, etiquettes from personal and professional, the gamut that I share at leadership organizations like Leadership Buckhead. You know, I have clients that work in government here and abroad. And a lot of that has come from referrals. And going back to that discernment that Dr. Scott was talking about, and I'll also add another word, we could kind of toss it around, discretion. Discretion.
Big time. So word of mouth is very powerful. Getting speaking engagements are huge. I spoke at the Rochester Institute of Technology, which is a college in New York, yesterday, and they had me do a lecture via Zoom to the class, and then the class stood up afterwards and took a picture with the screen of me in the background, and I just thought that was so cool how, you know, we're able to talk to people across, you know, the world, all across different states, like you were saying earlier, April, how it's virtual now. We can do so many different things. Dr. Scott, what have you done to market your business? What do you do to get people in the door?
So I definitely agree with word of mouth. That's been probably the bigger thing, and it's probably the most rewarding just because it's an honor for someone to say, I believe in this person, and you should visit her as well. Social media is something that I dabble in. I think it's just where we are in the world. So I definitely do that as well. And just honestly, where I'm at, I go to the different – I'm in a pretty nice area where there's a lot of residentials, a lot of businesses. So I communicate with the other businesses, and we promote each other. So that works. That's been working for me.
Okay, so some joint venture, some collaboration, sounds like.
Yes.
All right, cool. So for me, I would say speaking engagements. Like I said, I spoke at the college yesterday. It helps me get my books out there, and my books are marketing books, so I want the professors to use my books as teaching tools and required reading for the students, so that's one of the ways I sell my books. Also, of course, internet marketing. My best clients come from the internet sometimes. I have a publicly traded company as a client, and they found us all the way from California. And we're here in Atlanta, and they found us on the internet because they were looking, and we popped up and was a good fit for what they were looking for. So I just want to encourage all the listeners to, take in the fact that the internet is real. It's a world within itself, and you have to have a strong presence there. You can get amazing clients from the internet once you position yourself correctly. And I also do what Dr. Scott is doing with the collaborations with other businesses and what Dr. Ripley is doing with her speaking engagements to get that nice word of mouth going. So we're going to conclude the show right now and just have you guys give me a call afterwards. We're going to link up and have lunch. I want to do that with the both of you. Sometime soon. I like Zoom, but I'm tired of the virtual interactions with my friends. I want to see you and hug you face to face.
I would love that.
All right. So thank you both for being on the show. You were wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us. Yes, thank you so much. And congratulations, Dr. Scott, too, on the work that you're doing. Thank you for helping us look good, feel good, even on the outside, right? Self perception, too. And Bonnie, thank you again for what you're doing. You're amazing. And thank you for the invitation to break bread together.
My pleasure. Agreed. Absolutely. All right. Until we meet again, c'est la vie.
Thank you.
We'll go from the bottom to the top. Yeah, don't stop. Go from the bottom to the top. And don't you ever, ever.